Fidelity, it's been like 40 minutes since I last did a show. Oh, man, I miss it. I miss it. This is episode 406, though. Let's get to Fidelity. Theme song.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to Violent Ends, LAW Westworld Review, episode 36. 406 Fidelity. Oh, man. I just ran here from the other room just so I can get this done before I forget what happens, and I'm still out of breath. And, you know, I'm out of shape and I'm drinking. What do you want? I mean, I'm going to be out of breath no matter what. I'm probably just out of breath just sitting here, honestly. But Caleb's wife and daughter, they're outliers. They are there trying to help a dude, and they grab him. His name is Jay. I wrote down a note, and I wanted to delete it because it didn't make sense, but I want to read it and just see if anyone knows what the fuck this means. His daughter, speaking about this specific scene in the beginning, his daughter looks like an adult milestone. I'm going to guess that was autocorrect, but for the fucking life of me, I can't tell you what it was autocorrecting from. I don't know what his daughter looks like. Milestone? Is that a person? Milestone? Oliver Stone's son? I don't know. I don't know. But in this scene, they get him, and then they're running around. They're trying to flee. They hear like those zzzz, and then everyone freezes, so they freeze. And then the white robots all come out. And me and my wife both saw this scene on Facebook, and even I, who had seen season one and two when I saw that, didn't recognize it was the Westworld robots. I thought it was like some cheesy sci-fi movie. I was like, oh, this looks rough. But now that I saw it, not on a phone and on HD, I was like, oh, this looks great. Oh, this is what this scene's supposed to mean. Okay. I was like, what the hell is this? It was so strange. And it seemed like it was 10 minutes longer on my phone, and it felt like the tension was cranked up. But when I was watching it for this time, I was like, boring. They walk up to him, and they're like, I don't know. First of all, I don't know why they even have those things. They seem like a pretty obvious sign that shit's going on. But they walk up to people and just look them in their face and moving on. What about you? Moving on. All right. Ah! No, moving on. Just looking for any sort of human outlier reaction to them. And then you do get it on the last guy because of a fly, of course. And then they kill him, and then the other people run away. Turns out running away is just an option that's very easy. They should have just done that instead of pretending to freeze. Oh, I'm frozen. Let the robot stare in my face with the tension building. No, you can just run. And they're not even like running at a good clip. They're just kind of like jogging away. Oh, run away. Take your time, though. I mean, those things can't really run that fast. They're not built for running. They're built for longevity. But like they're like Kenyans. They're not going to beat you in a foot race, but in, you know, stretch that foot race out 100 miles, they are going to beat you every single time. They're built for longevity. They're not built for a quick sprint. Like, we're going to get to our boat before they get to them. But, you know, had to do a lap around the island and then get to our boat, they're going to get us. Because they're not going to stop. And we're going to have to take a breath and take a piss at some point. I am so off topic. I don't know what adult milestone is, and it's still confusing me. I can't wait to delete this note. And there it goes. It is gone. Hale, she talks to Caleb in their little thing about helping each other out. She wants to know, because he was the first outlier. She wants to know what it is about him, what he's doing is infecting the robots. Yada, yada, yada. She doesn't quite understand it. She said his brain is temporary and already dying. Basically, she flips over like a little sand time thing. What are those called? Sandy timers. Yep, I'm pretty sure that's what they call them. That sounds like the worst porn actress, Sandy Timers. Bernard takes C. I wish I had it seems like an abbreviation in my notes, but there's just a character named C, which is really confusing with MNC, which is Maeve and Caleb in my notes. But he takes, they go inside a place and they're looking for a control unit to fix Maeve. And I guess they've upgraded from the hats in Westworld, and now they use the mirrors because people are so vain that they'll sit there and stare at themselves in the mirror. Which, to me, doesn't make sense. First of all, I don't look in the goddamn mirror for weeks on end. I find that out hard in harsh ways. Was like, what's the hell's wrong with your face? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. Fuck if I know. I could have an open gash on my face and I would have no idea. Just no clue. My wife just texted me, Romeo must die, because we were talking about actor Delroy Lindo on the other room. And I said, it'd be easier to say the movies he's not in. But she just realized it was Romeo Must Die that she recognized him from. Just a little inside baseball for my marriage. That's where we're at. That's what you talk about when you're several years in. Help me. So they upgraded from hats to mirrors, which is stupid because you're not going to spend nearly as much in front of a mirror as you are with a hat on your goddamn head in the Wild West. But whatever. Caleb, there's a really cool scene where Caleb he's in a glass booth like the robots are in season 1 and 2 and blah, blah, blah. And then he sees like various stages of himself falling apart and going crazy because, like she said, his brain is temporary. So there's like one where he's kind of like tweaking really hard. And there's one where his face is half clawed off. And there's one where the guy's just bashing his head in the wall, eating his own shit. Looks like G.G. Allen over there. And then there's this regular Caleb like, okay. And the one smashes his face in the glass and he's like, you gotta get out. The time is the time. And he goes over and he turns over the vial. He finds this little, or he turns over the Sandy timer, and he finds the vial in there of like red powder. And he just throws it down the old gullet, and then it makes him fall over. And he wakes up, and one of the robots in the meantime, one of those white robots walks up, and he's like, guess he's dead. I don't know. I guess I can't check for a pulse. But then the robot's like, all right. And then fire. So when Caleb wakes up, there's fire. And then he sees like a bunch of signals to himself, and it's exactly what happens. The rest of the episode is exactly what happens in the video game Portal. The cake is a lie. The original script is a lie. It's just the video game Portal. He teaches himself how to get out of there. In that game, you're not teaching yourself, it's someone else, but it's the exact same steps, the exact same thing. Go here, and he finds clues, and then, yeah. Whatever. He pries open the thing because there's an arrow written by himself, and he goes down below, and he basically falls in a pile of his own previous body's ash, which is a sentence that makes sense. It sounds like a lunacy when I say it, but it makes sense. And he gets up and he dusts himself off, goes about his sleuthing. They're hinting really hard at this point that C is his daughter. Because she's talking to Maeve, or she's mad. She's talking to Bernard, but she's mad at Maeve. He doesn't want to really wake her up that bad because Maeve was with Caleb when he was dead. And if it's not because he was her father, then why the fuck do you care? So clearly his goddamn daughter. And then the other guys walk in, and they start talking about how these guys aren't blah, 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 and they're fucking us over and blah, blah. So she shoots Bernard in the chest for being a spy host. And then Bernard basically has been copying all of them. And he says, don't worry, it'll make sense later. And they're like, I don't know what that means, but we're not going to kill you or anything. So I guess we're cool. I don't know why they're doing the things they're doing in this scene. They're just like, well, you're a main character of the show, so we can't kill you quite yet. We'll wait for the last two episodes, which is after this one. And then we might. But until then, I'm going to be pretty mad at you for doing that thing we didn't like and possibly plotting against us. For all we know, Caleb is following his own dirty handprints everywhere. He eventually has to kill one of the white robots, and then he starts to follow his own bloody handprints, which is nice that nobody cleaned these up in the interim. How close together are these 279, whatever, 278 at this point, versions of Caleb that they're not even cleaning the blood and dust off the wall? Is it literally like a tourist attraction where it's just like, all right, once that one gets down and below the floor into the pile of his own ash, send a new one in. We'll start the process over again. My point is, Hale must have a busy goddamn schedule because she apparently has visited and stays with all 278 versions of Caleb, while also running an entire society, while also hunting outliers, while also, you know what I mean? It's just, there must be seven different versions of Hale to do all this. Why is this the important thing that you've deemed is worthy of all of your time? You need better time management. Allocate your time better, Hale. Maybe that's why your society sucks and robots are killing themselves. Where am I? He uses his own body of the one that's nearly dead to fall a long way, and he falls on it and kills it. That was a funny scene. Bernard tells C that, you know, he's seen a thousand or, you know, endless variations of this, and there's always a mole, but the mole changes every time. It's a different person. Sometimes it's your girlfriend. Sometimes it's Jay. Sometimes it's blah, blah, blah. She goes and she talks to the guy, her boss, it seems like, but it's quite clearly the guy that her and her mom saved at the beginning, named Jay. That's why I just called him Jay a second ago, because it's so fucking obvious. He looks exactly the same as the kid that plays Jay. That's, oh my God, it's so stupid obvious. But he goes, because when they rescue Jay, he goes, "You're not my sister. Don't fucking say that. We're not family." And then here he's like, you got to start thinking, you know, "I'm worried about you out there. We need to start doing better. Like, I'm so worried that you're going to do the wrong thing. And, you know, you're my family. You're like my sisters." And then she gets up and she smashes the bottle over his head. Or she does it outside. But, and he's like, "The real Jay was an asshole, but he never thought we were family." Caleb gets to the rooftop. He records a message to Frankie, daughter Frankie full of flies. Why is my wife is still, she's watching Delroy Lindo in The Good Fight, and she just finished The Good Wife, and she's like, "There's so much more swearing and nudity in this one." Yes, he arrives at the rooftop, he records a message, and he's like, "I'm so sorry, I should have been there for you, you're stronger than me, and I'm a pussy, and I'm just a puss, and you're stronger than me, and you're gonna be better." Knowing it's been 23 years, knowing there's real no reason she should be hearing that message. But somehow, some way, she hears it. I don't know if it's because it was Bernard set it up that way. You have to assume that. He's like the Deus Ex Machina. You can just blame everything on him. And he's the reason and the cause for everything. At this point, he's Robot Jesus. I don't know. But Maeve shoots Jay in the back of the head, kills him, or side of the head, who gives a shit where. He's dead. But my point was that C did hear it. We officially find out that she is his daughter. She's Caleb's daughter. She is Frankie. Frankie C, I guess. I don't know why she calls herself C. One's called Jay, one's called C. What are they? Jesus Christ. Just like Bernard. Oh my God. The conspiracies. Hale was behind it all. She tells Caleb on the rooftop that she did it all. She let him go. She set up, she's like, false hope to get you here, to hear this message finally to your daughter, to see what you would spend all this effort on to do, to say to her. Just to hear, it's like a sob story apology. She's pissed off. And she's like, "Why? I don't know how you're able to disregard my commands after I shove flies in your face. That usually works for me. It's like I stuffed a bunch of roofies in you and you're still saying no. You shouldn't be able to say no right now. You should be completely under my command. I am a mental date rapist. Why aren't you bowing to my commands?" Is basically what she said in so many words. And he's like, "Because I have my daughter," or some shit. I don't remember what he says, but she's my daughter. Confusing daughter storyline. "I can't die. I have to catch up with it. It's so confusing." And then he just tells her that, you know, the house would rather die than stay here in your shithole world. And I guess she doesn't like it very much. And I think she realizes it's probably true, because then she snaps his neck real quick. She does this fucking Steven Seagal maneuver. Not no hand fighting, but she In Steven Seagal movies and action movies of the 80s, it was so fucking easy to snap someone's neck. They just, you, all you do is you grab it with your forearm and you just kind of go, eh, and turn the slightest bit to the left. If you use your left arm, right to the right arm, and they're just dead. They just, you do it on accident sometimes in those movies. Oh shit. Like the neck bone is literally made of glass in those movies. It's like a little twig inside your head. The fact that we don't break our necks checking our mirrors in our cars or checking our blind spots is a miracle. So she kills him, and then they start build number 279 of Caleb, and I guess the trials continue. The fidelity continues. The whole episode is called Fidelity because the whole episode is about his infidelity, really, because he's not following her commands. She wants fidelity out of him. But she's not going to get it. She wants him to be a man that stands by his lady. And he's not willing to stand by his hail. Because he's out there being infidelious. Infelitus. Inflatious. He's not doing what she wants. And that's what piques her interest about him. It was an interesting episode. And we only got two more, which excites me. Oh, I forgot. I keep forgetting. Let me get this out of the way now. I keep forgetting to share the scores, and I just remember now. I usually end it with the score of the episode, and I have forgotten every single fucking time for season four. So let me do that now. Episode 401, I rated as a 7. Episode 402, Well Enough Alone, 7. 403, an 8. 404, Generation Loss, 9. I really like that one. That was a good one. That's where you find out Caleb is dead. And that's where I found out it was his daughter. But you don't find out till this episode. 405, 8. And then this one, Fidelity, 8. I give this one 8. Yes. And I guess we only got two left. Menanoa and Sarah. Go watch the show From. It's on MGM Plus. Try to get it for free if you can, or just subscribe to MGM Plus for a week. Watch both seasons. It's my favorite show on the air since Westworld left. I fucking love that show. It is like my wife and I's show now. My co-host Dick on the other shows, he was really into season one, and then season two kind of fell off for him. This is him. But for me, both seasons work. I loved them. It's like a horror, not a W with a H. Kind of premise, kind of a 30 Days a Night sort of thing. They're not vampires, but it gives you the same vibe where they're just kind of stalking this town at night. You can't go outside. Go check it out, though. Go From. From. In case you don't know how to spell that. What was his name? Mike? Michael from Lost? I forget his real name. Harold Perrineau? Anyway, go check that show out. Might as well give a show recommendation on a show that's already done. Not From is not done, but this one's done, so you can't watch anywhere Westworld, so go check out From and have a new obsession. Anyway, until next time. And in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens.